WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My Left Foot is a new movie based on the autobiography of the Irish writer and artist Christy Brown. He died from choking in 1981 at the age of 49. Critic at Large Laurie Stone says the film is a moving testament to a passionate life.
My Left Foot is that rare, delightful accomplishment, a movie that transports you completely to another world. Here, it's the inner life of Christy Brown, an Irish writer and painter who became an artist against all odds. He was born with severe cerebral palsy and was considered little more than a vegetable by the doctors who first treated him. Films about the disabled are mostly sentimental and simplistic, not this one. My Left Foot is a stunning depiction of repression and of the ways the erotic life and the desire for independence whelm up, no matter what. Christy could not walk or speak, though he could make garbled sounds. The only part of his body he could control was his left foot with its powerful big toe. Eventually, he learned to grip a piece of chalk and painstakingly write the word mother on the floor. That day, he amazed his family and left no doubts about the intelligence and will locked inside him. He taught himself to use his big toe to type and paint, and he learned to speak haltingly but intelligibly with the help of an enlightened doctor. My Left Foot was written and directed by Jim Sheridan, who never made a movie before, but who has crafted a work of exceptional coherence and directness in a series of quick, pointed scenes. We see Christy cringing in fear and rage as his drunken father terrorizes the family. At other moments, he exults because he's included in the outdoor games devised by the neighborhood kids. As he gets older, he drinks hard, his speech bristles with irony, and he misses no opportunity to flirt and assert his sexual needs. Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays Christy, gives an astoundingly naked performance, and by holding back nothing, he offers the fullest tribute to the figure he portrays, a man who was physically unable to veil his impulses and appetites. Day-Lewis is turning into the supreme chameleon of his generation. He's hardly recognizable from part to part, whether playing the prissy character in A Room with a View or the passionate punky gay man in Beautiful Laundrette. Here, with his mouth clenched, his neck swaying, and his eyes burning, he is all pent-up energy, seeking any available avenue to explode, and when he does, either in artistic expression or when drunk in fits of rage, he generates catharsis after catharsis for the viewer. People at the screening I attended, myself included, kept crying and heaving and emoting, not because the movie was trying to wring these emotions. To the contrary, we were venting for Christy. It was a way of coping with the spectacle of so much frustration. Christy is constrained by his claustrophobic family life, his bullying father, his muscles. When he learns to write, he is speaking not only for himself, but for his sisters and mother, who suffer abuse stoically and live as hostages to the family patriarch's moods. Christy is vindictively victorious when he sells his book to a publisher and earns more than his father ever did in a year. My Left Foot is so honest, and Day-Lewis's acting is such a marvel, the movie is joyously entertaining even when it's painful. We see a man inhibited by outward circumstances, but who himself never represses his hunger and passion. It's fascinating to see these yearnings flow unstintingly.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice. My Left Foot is currently playing in New York and Los Angeles. It opens in more cities next month.